Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Asunyo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said every decision, resolution and dreamt of the Union government is dedicated to Viksit Bharat, develop India. Mr. Modi said that it is necessary to make cities like Mumbai and Thane to be future ready to achieve the goal of Viksit and develop India. The Prime Minister was yesterday inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various projects worth over 30,800 crore rupees in Thane district of Maharashtra. He said that these developmental projects will also create new employment opportunities along with the growth of industries. The Prime Minister earlier visited Vaksim, where he dispersed PM Kisan Samman Nidhi to 9.5 crore farmers of the country and initiated several developmental projects. Advisor for Labour and Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Muatushi Longkumar has emphasized on the importance of job fairs in bridging the gap between talents and opportunities. Inaugurating a job fair at Don Bosco, Dimapur yesterday, he said that job fair connects talents with opportunities, giving businesses the chance to discover individuals who can bring fresh perspective. The job fair was organized by Integrated Development Association and Don Bosco Job Placement Network in collaboration with the Ministry of Labor and Employment, National Career Service Center, NCSC for Differently Abled Dimapur, NCSC for SC and ST Kohima, Employment Exchange Dimapur and Model Career Center Dimapur. Mr. Longkumar lauded the initiative for bringing together employers and job seekers, fostering a platform for career growth. He urged job seekers to approach the event with a sense of purpose and commitment. The advisor stressed on the importance of a healthy employer-employee relationship in building successful organizations. Mr. Longkumar also encouraged employers to focus on creating supportive environments where employees could flourish and in turn contribute to the company's success. Wildlife Division Dimapur, Woka Forest Division and Doyan Plantation Division in collaboration with Eco Warriors celebrated Wildlife Week at the Community Hall Forest Colony in Woka yesterday. Speaking at the program, Wildlife Warden of Wildlife Division Dimapur, Tokaho Kinimi, emphasized on practical conservation efforts to protect Nagaland's rich biodiversity. Stressing on the need for coexistence, he reaffirmed the commitment to preserving wildlife. Mr. Kinimi said that all living beings are interconnected in the ecosystem. The AFO worker Suman W.S. Sivchar said the key causes of human-animal conflicts are due to human superiority, ignorance and habitat destruction, stating that only 4% of the global mammals' biomass is wildlife. The AFO called for urgent conservation efforts. The celebration was held under the theme Wildlife Conservation Through Coexistence. One-day Mega Legal Services Camp Cum Training and Capacity Program was organized by the Longland District Legal Services Authority, LDLSA, in collaboration with Nagaland State Climate Change Cell, Nagaland Science and Technology Council, and the Department of Science and Technology at Tamlu Town ADC office premises yesterday. Chief Judicial Magistrate and Secretary, LDLSA, Komdinlong Kesson, said that this is the first mega legal service camp in Tamlu Town where the various government departments have come together to provide services and benefits to the public. Delivering a short speech, Tamlu ESA Mopling Pom enlightened the public the importance of to know legal rights and service available. During the program, over 100 beneficiaries received services from various departments, including agriculture, NST, medical, and science and technology. And Youth Department of Wakchin Town Baptist Church yesterday voluntarily conducted a cleanliness drive at the campus of New Model Science College, Wakchim. The college acquired a fresh look with the efforts of nearly 100 youth members participating in the social work. The college, which is newly established under Nagaland Higher Education Department, is active with only 7 students and 9 teaching staff and non-teaching staff. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.